This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience, Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. And many of you may remember the billboard campaign that we had across the country for Relevant Radio. It was that beautiful billboard of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the billboard would say, "You are not alone." Relevant Radio. It's kind of the theme of the Pope's general weekly audience today in the Paul VI audience hall. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning to you, John. Buongiorno from Rome. And we definitely heard that theme of "You Are Not Alone" today, because Pope Francis continued his catechetical series that is dedicated to prayer and reminded us all that of the importance of praying along with Jesus. Now, today he reflected on the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, specifically looking at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. And he called that act a participation in the choral prayer, a penitential prayer of the people, in which, in this type of prayer, everybody recognizes him or herself as a sinner. And so he says that the fact that Jesus put himself into this shows us that Jesus is not a distant God, that he can never be because of the incarnation, which of course reveals him in that complete human way. So instead, Jesus, by placing himself at the forefront of the penitents, in a real way, reminds us that he will pray with the sinners. He doesn't stay on the opposite side of the river to show that he is different or to keep distance from us sinners, but he instead puts his feet right into those same purifying waters. So the Pope says that in prayer, Jesus then opens the door to the heavens, the Holy Spirit then descends from that breach. And Pope Francis asked the faithful to remember that the people of God are never alone when they pray, just like that billboard, that you are not alone, and that Jesus prays with his people in what he called an external expression of love of the Father. And finally, today the Pope said that in our lives, there may be times when it's hard to pray, but these are the times to ask Jesus the gift of entering into his own prayer. Back to you, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome, and a recap of the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley, last night we were watching, I think it was NBC, and they did a story about how COVID-19, which is having tremendous spikes, unfortunately, in so many of the states here in the United States, but having a big spike in Italy and some of the new restrictions that, well, actually the new restrictions that are the old restrictions back in place.
Yes, that's right. It's deja vu all over again, John. So indeed, cases are on the rise. Epidemiologists are telling us that this is much to be expected after September 1st, after the start of flu season, getting into the fall, respiratory illnesses will tend to rise at this time of year. By the grace of God, deaths and hospitalizations remain very, very low here. Although, as of 2 days ago, a new ordinance went into effect in Italy. So now restaurants and bars must close at 6 p.m. And the reality of this, you probably know well that the typical Italian dinner hour is more like 8 p.m. Italians are not out to catch the early bird specials. So this is considered to be an economical death sentence for these businesses. It also includes the total closure of cinemas, of theaters, and of gyms, which I have to say my husband is not happy about that either. Now, since this is the reality, Italians are asking the question if they're burning down the house to kill the mouse here. Now, hospital wards are closing because they were converted to be COVID wings, but there's no patients. So protests have begun here, especially by small business owners and workers who are affected by the restrictions. So, for example, in Rome a few days ago, there was a peaceful demonstration in Piazza Trelusa, that's in the Trastevere area, and owners of restaurants and pubs, they poured alcohol into the gutter. They were protesting what's happening and also the lack of financial support. Up in Turin, taxi drivers held a protest to highlight their loss of income. And then also in Rome on Sunday, there was a protest by business owners in Piazza del Popolo. But unexpectedly, the riot police came in driving a water cannon truck, tried to disperse the crowd, and the scene descended into some violence. People used it as an excuse to set garbage cans on fire, to loot some places. Now, the government blamed the violence on local organized crime groups and what they called hooligans, that are basically taking advantage of citizens' anger and frustrations over these restrictions. So in reaction, Italy has approved a stimulus package. It's worth about 5.4 billion euro, and it's meant to support especially businesses who have been hit by these new restrictions. So it includes tax breaks, there's grants, there's additional funding for temporary laid off workers. And so Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has said as of yesterday that business owners can expect to receive these benefits in what he called record time by mid-November. So now, John, just like the rest of the world, we are watching and waiting.
Sure. Ashley Nerona live from Rome, the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. What's the weather like now? It's still relatively warm. Could there be outdoor dining? I know they're going to close the restaurants at 6 o'clock because up here in many cities in the Northeast, where the outdoor dining has been a savior to restaurants, at least somewhat since COVID-19 started, they're starting a BYOB campaign, bring your own blanket, where you wrap up in a blanket while you sit outside and you have dinner.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Well, actually, fortunately, the weather is still warmish here. We're having weather in the low 70s or high 60s right now. So people are still enjoying the outdoors. People are walking, and you see lots of people sitting outside. In fact, the government has indeed eased up some of their otherwise restrictions that would disallow restaurants from using sidewalk space to have tables, etc. So that is a greater possibility right now. And so businesses are just banking on lunch business at the moment.
Ashley Nerona live from Rome here on this feast day of Saints Simon and Jude. They're the apostles who are going on to preach and baptize souls and grow the church. How is this feast day being celebrated in Italy, Ashley?
Yes, John. Well, it's very exciting because Saints Simon and Jude are actually entombed. Their relics are inside of an altar in St. Peter's Basilica. So this is just in the left transept at the St. Joseph's altar area. So there are multiple masses that are held in a day, typically at the St. Joseph's altar. But today, the altars are decorated in a beautiful and special way. In fact, my husband, John, and I will have the opportunity to go there tomorrow and pray at that altar in front of those very relics. And so today we ask those two great apostles, Saints Simon and Jude, especially Saint Jude, Saint of the Impossible, to pray for all of us, John.
Definitely. We were talking with Father Joe D'Amico in the last half hour, about celebrating our dearly departed, those who have gone home to eternal life with the Lord. How is All Saints Day and All Souls Day celebrated in Rome? And how does the month of November roll out in Rome in the celebration of all the souls?
Yes. Well, you know, it really is such a beautiful thing because Italians make sure to honor those days of All Saints and All Souls Days with special masses. There are always blessings of the tombs. There's masses in cemeteries and special masses for the dead. And in most dioceses, that is going to continue on as usual to celebrate these special days coming up. But there are some dioceses where some controversy has broken out. For example, the Diocese of Prato, which has said they will close their cemetery, their main cemetery, on the 31st, November 1st and 2nd, on those feasts of All Saints and All Souls Days, so that people will not go to the cemeteries, and they're encouraging indoor masses instead. Now, the objection to that is that outdoor masses offer more space, that the diocese should allow people to decide for themselves if they're going to attend mass. But the good news is that whatever diocese that you may live in or whatever access you have to the mass, It's wonderful to know that the Apostolic Penitentiary at the Vatican has announced modifications to the plenary indulgence for the deceased during the month of November. So the plenary indulgence that is applicable to the deceased, usually by those who visit a cemetery, for example, usually that's between the dates of November 1 to 8. Well, this year, that indulgence can be obtained by anyone who visits a cemetery, even if only mentally, on any day in November. And of course, then prays for the faithful departed. So this prayer, if you're not physically able to go there, the prayer is meant to be in front of an image of Jesus or in front of an image of Our Lady, and of course should include those prayers for the deceased. And for example, could be prayers from the Office of the Dead, the Rosary, Divine Mercy. But also we have to remember that the conditions for a plenary indulgence, sacramental confession, reception of Holy Communion, prayer for the Pope's intentions, the recitation of the Creed, and now, it's always the hardest one, John. A disposition, the rejection of sin, that disposition, that detachment is what we all pray for, John.
Yeah, that's the hard part. And that one of the things that we all struggle with. Ashley Narona with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. And of course, Ashley and her husband, John. You've heard her talk about John. They have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. More information online at truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thank you. God bless. We'll be praying for you. Talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.